It's one of those important lessons we all learn about in kindergarten, how to share. Now, a group made of Greene County school officials hope to take that concept and use it to actually improve kindergarten and all the other grades in the public school system. It's called Shared Service Delivery. Project manager Jane Dockery says that means schools can save money by banding together.
Our proposal is to basically look in every corner under every rock. How could we do things? How could we share maybe what one school is already doing with another so they don't each have to replicate that expensive service?
So school districts could go in together on the cost of things like transportation, food service, and administrative services. It's not a new idea. Both the public and private sectors have been using shared service delivery for years. And even in Greene County, schools have already been doing this. As an example, Dockery points to the Yellow Springs schools and the Greene County Educational Service Center. They joined forces to lower costs on food service.
And in 1 year, it saved Yellow Springs schools $9,500 and saved $3,300 a year for the Educational Service Center.
That kind of savings allows schools to be more efficient. And across Ohio, officials are looking for creative solutions to crunched budgets. That's why Governor Strickland met with the group earlier this week, and he said he hoped Greene County could be a model for the entire state. Amanda Wurst is a spokeswoman for Governor Strickland.
Efforts like shared services are just the kind of great ideas that the governor wants to continue seeing throughout the state in the years to come. And Greene County is truly leading by example.
Wurst says this is a way to share resources and still maintain the identity of individual school districts. That's one difference between this plan and outright consolidation. But not everyone is on board. Dockery says some school districts just aren't ready.
Perhaps that might be in a district where there's so many crises already to handle. Perhaps that's in a district that already says we're doing okay.
Dockery says shared services works better when everyone participates, but it's not necessary. She says they plan on moving forward. Task forces are being formed to look at all options. Dockery says she hopes that once they prove this can work, all of the school districts in Greene County will see the benefits of sharing and join in. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.